This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, Republican from the Golden State's 46th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in the immigration debate, especially as neighboring Arizona passes what may well be the toughest immigration enforcement laws in the country. It now awaits the governor's signature. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for getting the word out.
Well, the fact that this is controversial basically stems from the fact that the lawmakers have said that to be in the state and therefore in the country illegally is a crime. Is that a controversial position from where you stand?
It's not a controversial position, and we have to understand that if we're going to take back our country, if we can't do it from the federal level, we're going to have to do it state by state, and we could be very proud of the people of Arizona. I think what's indicative here is they are represented in the United States Senate by John McCain, a man who has just the opposite views on illegal immigration than are being manifested now in state government by the people of the state of Arizona itself. So the fact that we had a Republican candidate for president who was basically undermining our efforts to get illegal immigration under control was a travesty, now in representing a state that's taking a lead in helping us get it under control.
And just looking at some of the opposition to this bill in Arizona, we have people saying that it's racial profiling and encourages Nazi and Russian communist techniques. Others say that, like Congressman Gutierrez, the leader of the immigration bill in the House, says that Arizona simply should be asked not to enforce the bill. Why is there so much vocal and harsh opposition to this, do you think?
Well, the reason why these people are screaming and yelling about it is not because it's harsh, not because it's racial profiling, but because they want a massive flow of illegals into our country. That's their goal. It's clear. There is no enforcement mechanism that is too benign or benign enough for them to accept it, because that is not their goal. These people are giving away our country. And when I say our, Americans come in every race, every religion, every ethnic group, but we have got to have a loyalty to us, to the American family, before, and that means not giving these rights of people all over the world to come here and dilute and diminish the freedom and the resources that we have available for our own people.
What's the status of the border in your state and all the way down to the end of the Texas-Mexico border? Is it getting worse? Is it just as bad as it was before? How would you describe it?
Well, the violence has been progressively getting worse along our southern border for the last 10 years, and this last year has been no different than that. In fact, there are indications that some of the violence is getting worse. I understand there was a man, an American, murdered on the border by some illegal aliens not too long ago in Arizona, and that's certainly breaching a new level of concern. But listen, the Republicans were in for 8 years. George Bush had a chance as a Republican leader to build a fence down there and secure our southern borders. He didn't do it. The Obama administration isn't doing it. The American people have got to get together as the patriots, and we have got to kick out of office anybody who's getting in the way of securing our borders, because it's beginning to threaten not only our education, not only our health care, which is going down in California, but our actual physical security as the crimes are being committed against our citizens. So I applaud the people in Arizona for being tough on it, and we, the rest of us, need to start the same thing in our state.
You mentioned that there should be a fence. That was obviously voted in a couple of years ago. If we were to enforce existing laws, what would our border security look like, and what, if anything, would you add to it?
Well, let's say there's two elements to this. Number one, we realize that the majority of people coming into our country illegally are coming in through our southern border. We recognize that. That has to be fixed. They can call it racial profiling all they want, but that's nothing more than a cover for the fact that they want to keep that border open. And we have many Mexican-American citizens who know that this flood of illegals coming in from Latin America and from Mexico are hurting our own citizens of Mexican descent. And what it would look like, first of all, we got to basically construct a fence, construct a post for people to come through and make sure everybody is checked, etc. But then we have to make sure not only our southern border is secure, but our visa system is still way out of whack. We still have people coming in this country from all over, including China, and we have no idea whether they're coming, going back to their home country. And at the same time, we see, you know, little Koreas and little Thailands and little Chinas springing up all over the United States. Well, obviously, those people aren't coming in from the southern border, but they're coming in with visas and just overstaying the visas. We got to correct that as well.
We're talking with California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. And Congressman, you mentioned Senator McCain. He's recently gotten a little bit tougher on the immigration issue. He says that he and Senator Kyle are now asking for troops to be sent to the border. Do you think that's a necessary step at this time as well?
I think you can't believe a word that Senator McCain says on this. Everyone should be clear that he's just posturing. If he wasn't up for election, he wouldn't be it anyway. He'd be probably talking about profiling along with the rest of the liberals and leftists who want to keep our southern border open for illegal immigrants. Now, what we've got to do is make sure that we call to task those Republicans, Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, and the rest of these people need to be called to task and held accountable for being not just wrong, but being aggressively wrong on the issue that's of the most importance to the security of our country and the well-being of our people. And it's time that during this election, whether people are Tea Partiers or whether they're Republican activists, we need to hold the Republicans accountable, first of all, and make sure that the Republican policy is set in cement, and then challenge the Democrats in the upcoming election, because I think American people will speak their mind at the ballot box.
Last question, sir. Do you expect Congress to take up this issue before the midterms?
It depends on. I would think that the Democrats would know that this is a loser of an issue for them and would probably try not to take it up. And because what they are calling immigration reform is not immigration reform at all. Not reforming the system to make it work better. It's actually aimed at increasing the flow of people coming into our country because if we grant amnesty, which is always part of their plan, they're going to end up with more and more and more millions of people coming here.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
All right. Thank you. And it's time for the Patriots to step up and be counted.
California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 46th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.